honest, I'm not really that fond of jam.
Amongst the hustle and bustle of farmers markets, vendors offer a wide variety of products for customers to buy. For the vendors themselves, the markets offer an opportunity to build businesses, make connections, and decide if selling products is something they'd like to pursue. Muncie Makers Market Master Moth Danner says it sometimes takes a vendor 3 or 4 visits to a market before their business starts to take off, and vendors should never judge their business by their first day of selling. Queer Chocolatier in the Village is just one of the businesses in Muncie that made its start in farmers markets. Morgan Roddy, owner of Queer Chocolatier, first started making truffles for her friends, coworkers, and family. Her wife, Sherry, convinced her to make a business out of her hobby.
She said to me somewhere fairly early in our marriage, she was just like, you can't keep giving away this product. It's a really good product. Believe in yourself. Start a business. And I was like, well, I don't know how to do that. And she's like, well, find out. And then she's like, you can't keep doing this, so you either need to stop making truffles or you need to start a business. And I was like, okay, Google, how do I start an LLC?
Roddy says it's funny to look back at her first time of selling at the Minnetrista Farmer's Market.
And I thought, as soon as we hang up our sign, it says Queer Chocolatier in Muncie, Indiana in 2017. Is anybody going to come buy our truffles? And it was a hot summer day, and we had like a couple of pieces of truffles laying out just so people could see them, but then they started to melt in the sunshine, and I have 4 packs for my packaging, and I only made like 11 of them. So I sold to 11 people. I sold out in an hour. It didn't take any time. And I was new, so people were curious.
Roddy also says that markets are a great resource for building businesses.
Moth Danner is a really big promoter of all things Muncie, but is also very keen on supporting those who are marginalized and are just starting up. And so I learned a lot from her from that as well. I often say that the Muncie Makers Market is in fact like a business incubator. A lot of people get their start there and have some exposure there, and the ones who are really wanting to turn their, you know, hobby into something that can be a career, they do well to start there and stick with it.
Even though the outdoor farmers market season is coming to an end, Minnetrista has an indoor season in which they appear every third Saturday of the month from November to April in their main building from 9 a.m. until noon. And updates for the Muncie Makers Market are always posted on their Facebook page. In Muncie, Indiana, I'm Brandi Geister for IPR News.